3 dead, 60 police personnel injured in eastern Bengaluru after mob violence over a social media post. There's curfew in 2 police station areas. Over 100 people have been arrested. Forgive, forget and move ahead, says Rajasthan Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot after his bruising rift with Sachin Pilot. This after MLAs loyal to Gehlot are said to be upset over the return of the rebel legislators. 2 days after Sudeeksha from Bulandshahr, who's studying at a prestigious US university, died in a road accident in UP, cops claim the family distorted facts to claim insurance money and that there is no evidence of harassment. NCP Chief Sharad Pawar reacts to Sushant Singh Rajput's death, says, "I have full faith in the Mumbai police, but if anyone wants a CBI probe, I won't oppose it." Rajasthan Royals fielding coach Dishant Yajnik tests COVID positive. The team says no players have come in contact with him yet. Joe Biden names California Senator Kamala Harris as his running mate, making history by selecting a woman of Jamaican Indian origin to compete on a major party's presidential ticket. Her sister tweets, "Our ancestors and our mothers are smiling today." A large whale shark, an endangered species, is illegally caught by a fishing trawler and brought dead to the Sassoon dock in Mumbai. The Maharashtra Fisheries Department calls for a probe. In at least 2 police station areas and curfew as well after violence broke out in the eastern part of Bengaluru on Tuesday night after an objectionable Facebook message allegedly posted by the relative of a Congress MLA. Protesters set several vehicles on fire and surrounded the MLA Srinivas Murthy's house in the city. The police used lathi charge, tear gas and firing to disperse the violent crowds. 3 people have died, 60 policemen are injured and 100 people have been arrested for arson, throwing stones and assaulting police personnel. In other news, Sharad Pawar, who's NCP, is a member of the ruling alliance in Maharashtra, has now weighed in on the politics over actor Sushant Singh Rajput's death by suicide. Pawar has thrown his weight behind the state police and the city police, who have been accused by the Bihar police and the Nitish Kumar government of trying to derail the probe into Sushant Singh Rajput's death. After a 20-year-old woman from Uttar Pradesh's Bulandshahr, who's studying at a prestigious university in the United States, died in a road accident in UP after alleged harassment. The police has claimed that the facts have been entirely distorted in the case. They say there's no evidence of harassment. They, in fact, target the family instead and say that they're twisting facts in order to claim insurance money. In Kolkata, using state-of-the-art machinery called ECMOs to successfully bring COVID patients back from the brink. The ECMO is traditionally used for heart surgeries in children, but Kolkata is pioneering its use to treat the most severe cases of COVID pneumonia, with those which have the slimmest chance of survival. Doctors in the private sector using ECMO now want the government to deploy this arsenal against COVID-19. Harris has become the first Asian-American woman and the first black woman to become a vice presidential nominee in the United States after Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden chose her as his running mate for the 2020 U.S. elections. With this tweet saying, "Let's go win this," he also said, "I have the great honor to announce that I've picked Kamala Harris, a fearless fighter for the little guy, one of the country's finest public servants, as my running mate." He also said, "Back when Kamala was Attorney General, she worked closely with Beau," a reference to Joe Biden's now deceased son. "I watched as they took on the big banks, lifted up working people and protected women and kids from abuse. I was proud then and I'm proud now to have her as my partner in this campaign." Kamala Harris responded saying, "Joe Biden can unify the American people because he spent his life fighting for us. As president, he'll build an America that..." And she says she will do whatever it takes to make him our commander-in-chief. But hours after Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden made history by picking Kamala Harris, Ms. Harris's Swiss sister tweeted an emotional video introducing the woman who made it all possible, their mother.